Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard on the streets of Dublin. There he is. And guess who's with me? Look at PJ. PJ's waving to you.
Oh, the big boss, PJ Comanche.
He's so happy. He's so happy. And I said, come on, he wants to see Ellen Gamble. Come here, PJ. Look. Where's Ellen Gamble?
All right. Here we go. There's PJ and Michael Bartley back at headquarters in Greentree at our studios, Odyssey, Pittsburgh. And PJ, it has been so long. We've kept her under wraps since she joined our team. Triple A's Ellen Gamble is here, the streets of Dublin.
Hi, how are you?
How was the Guinness tour?
It was lovely. I tried to bring you a to-go pint, and they wouldn't let me back out the doors.
Oh, my.
Without it,
so I think right here where we are, it won't be hard to find a pint.
Indeed, indeed. And lots of Steeler fans, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Steeler Bar, Fitzsimmons, kind of headquarters for Steeler fans here.
Yeah.
There's some ex-players up there, alumni. And then
awesome.
Down here, it's called the Temple Bar, and there's a castle nearby, like a couple of blocks away where they have the NFL experience set up.
Okay.
We want you to experience that.
There, indeed.
Indeed.
And then Sunday, obviously, the big game between the Vikings and the Steelers at Croke Park, 82,000 people. A bunch of them will be Steelers fans, but there'll be a few Vikings fans there, too. But also people in Ireland that have never seen American football, and they're very curious about it. And I'll be the public address announcer for the game and honored to do so. And the guy that's my right-hand man is named Bob Caldwell, and he's here too. Bob has been working with the Steelers games for what, Bob? How many years?
45.
45. Wow. How do you like it so far?
So far, so good.
So far. And neighbor Janet lives down in Jupiter, Florida. And you can't say, Michael, I don't know Jack, because Bob's brother Jack is here.
Hi, so, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Don't say that on a plane. I know. Thank you, guys. Bob, I'm counting on you to keep me straight on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to do my best.
All right. Back to Ellen.
Hello.
Where'd you go? Your husband's here?
My husband, Eric, is here, and it's been amazing. I wanted to say, when we came through customs, the gentleman at customs, Larry, said that for every 50 Steeler fans, there was maybe one or two of the Vikings.
Yeah, so, baby. Yeah, wow. Baby.
Here we go.
Here we go.
How would you describe this scene here, Ellen?
Oh, it's a party. It's really a party, and everybody's in really great spirits. When people are coming out and they see any Steeler gear, they say, here we go, or yay, Steelers. And a couple of sidelong glances from some Vikings fans. I don't know if you guys have experienced that as well, but yeah, just a blast.
You know what's very strange here for a traffic person is they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, and you know, really, but you know what, on the pavement, it says look right or look left, so they want to be prepared for those of us who don't know which way to look when we cross the street. So.
Yeah, because they know Americans, you know, we're not paying attention.
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
paying attention.
And I think Pittsburgh, we're the bigger jaywalking city maybe in the world.
Yes, yes.
You can tell who's jaywalking here. Almost all of them have Steeler gear on.
Yes, and I'm one of them. I said if there's a ticket for jaywalking, I should have gotten several by now here in Dublin. So, yeah,
so
absolutely.
The Today Show is set up on the corner here. We saw it. Did you see some of that? Michael, I know you put the monitor on back.
Oh, yeah, and I saw you in the background, Larry, and I saw them twirling the terrible towels. It was wonderful.
They have made special green terrible towels.
Yes.
Which We thank AAA. They put him in part of the 150 people that we have on this trip. And by the way, I want to share that they have a trip coming up this winter. Want to mention it's to Snowmobile, an adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, and Yellowstone Park. 5-night stay, 3 full days of guided tours, all the gear
Beautiful. Supplied
to you. And you have a free day, too, to, I guess, go wherever you want on a snowmobile. Ever been on a snowmobile?
I have not, but that sounds like a blast.
It is a blast.
And it's an all-inclusive trip. You can visit any AAA officer. Call 800-354-8761. This is in January, some opportunities for a snowmobile adventure.
Yeah.
You might not be thinking snow right now, but it's best to sign up early for these trips.
Yes.
They do a tremendous job.
They do. I mean, they've been fabulous. If you haven't ever taken a AAA tour, just helping us out to get us acclimated here, they've been great. So, yeah, highly recommend.
Well, Ellen, nice to finally
Ellen,
see
wait
you.
A minute. Wait a minute, Ellen. Ellen, wait a minute.
All the way to Dublin.
Wait, Ellen, wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of tours... Did you go on the Guinness tour then?
We did.
What was it like?
Amazing, because they do give you the history. There are like 7 different floors. They have what they call the gravity bar at the top where you can see all around Dublin. And they tell you about the history and how everything is made and how they source all of the various ingredients from around Dublin and across Ireland, and how the Guinness family and the Guinness business has supported so many people. Generations upon generations of folks have worked at that company and been such a proud tradition. It's amazing. And there's a pint. We had a pint.
Did you have a couple of pints? I wanted to know. Did you have a pint or two?
Yeah,
all right.
So there you go.
All right. We'll check back for more of our tour of Dublin, Ireland on the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley, thank you.
Thank you, Larry Richards. Thank you. All right. Oh, my. I'm loving this coverage. I can't get enough of it today. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin will continue in just a moment or two. Now, if you want to see it, I can't emphasize this enough because I'm getting texts about, say that again, because people are loving. Go to YouTube, go to YouTube.com. Listen, I'm a boomer. The young people call me boomer. I'm 63 years old. If I can do it, you can do it. Everyone's doing it. Go to YouTube.com. Hit search, type in KDKA Radio, and it pops right up. KDK Radio Live. Click on that. Boom. You see Larry talking to everybody on the streets of Dublin. Or go to KDKRadio.com for the live stream. And all you do is click to watch KDK Radio live stream. You just click on it. All right? It's fabulous. It's the best way to see Larry on the streets of Dublin. Trust me on that. Okay. It is 8:15. We've told you, Paul mentioned in the newscast, we've been telling you all morning about this very, very thick fog around. Wow, look at that picture of Larry in front of this building. Whoa.
That's Fitzsimmons here in the Temple Bar District. Remember when I showed you the river last hour?
Yeah.
We're a block from the river, Ooh. 1 block from the river.
Larry, you just froze up. Oh, no. It's a block from the river. Fitzsimmons is a huge Steeler bar. Larry froze up. His signal froze up for a little bit, so just hang there. He'll be right back here now. As soon as that cleans up, I'll go right back to him. But I heard that Fitzsimmons is a major Steeler bar. Wait a minute. Is Larry back here? Hold on. Hold your horses. All right. He's working it out. Everybody settled down. Wait, Aaron, is this fun or what? To watch Larry in action in the streets of Dublin?
This has been the best experience, especially with this thick fog outside, to see the beautiful sun.
I know.
Where they're at. Here he is. Let's see.
Okay, hold on. Here he comes. There he is.
Sorry, guys. I almost got run over by a trolley.
Oh, gosh.
Lorries. So yeah, I'm on the corner. The big Steeler bar is Fitzsimmons, and then if I spin here and you look down the road there, you've got all of the bars lined up, and there are multiple streets set up like this so that We're about a block from the river, River Liffey.
The River Liffey.
And then I wonder if I can go into the bar and see how cool it is.
I dare you. I dare you.
Hey, guys, that's a great shirt.
Thank you.
Win or lose, I'm a Steelers fan or tie. Where are you ladies from?
Pittsburgh.
I could have guessed that.
Hi.
But be specific.
Go Steelers. North Hills.
North Hills?
Yeah. And she's in near Mars.
Mars, PA? I know where that is.
Yeah,
that's
me
out
too.
Of the world.
Where are you from?
I'm from, actually, I was born in Millville, and then we got thrown out when I was three, so I grew up in the north in Wexford area.
Okay.
Candles Township.
We used to live in We used to live in Wexford.
Yeah, that's Michael Bartley.
Hi. You're live on KDK Radio in Pittsburgh right now. You're live with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you having a good time? Are you having a good time?
It's wonderful. It's a blast. We just came from the Guinness. From the Guinness tour.
Have fun, ladies.
Our first Guinness.
All right. You never know. You're a half person from everyone. So my niece Holly's here. Holly.
I just heard somebody say, there he is.
Where are you at, Uncle Larry? So what's it like? Fitzsimmons is the Steelers.
Oh, it's the place.
It is
the place.
Which
Hi,
guy?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
I'm Holly's friend.
Hi.
Did you have fish and chips?
Of course.
Yes, we did.
Of course. And it was delicious. Amazing.
I wish I had
That's
fish
Michael
and chips. Hi.
Back in the bird.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fish and chips good?
Oh yes, yeah, it's amazing.
Is the bar crowded? Is it crowded in there?
Absolutely,
it's crowded in there.
Are there any Steeler fans in there?
I dare you.
You
want to take a quick peek?
Oh yeah, you have
don't
to go,
go
in.
Away.
We won't.
Don't
go
ahead. Away.
Don't worry.
I want to show you. All right, hang on.
Hold
Here
on.
We go.
Oh, I'm getting nervous.
Oh, there's music.
Oh, that looks fun. That's a great bar.
It's like this, Michael, no matter where we go.
But look at the stage. The musicians are playing, and on the stage it says Steelers Country.
Anyway.
All right, Larry, we'll get right back to you. Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, man. That was phenomenal. But that's one of several Steelers bars in Dublin. How about the music? The musicians are playing, and above them is the banner, Steelers Country. This is the greatest. I'm so happy. Oh, man. All right, it's 8:25. There's a lot of fog in Pittsburgh. Don't you worry. Don't panic. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live in Dublin. We will continue our coverage. Oh, wait, go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're back.
Former Steeler tight end Matt Spaeth is here. He's much taller than me.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt, how cool is this for Steelers Nation and the Steelers to be playing in Dublin, Ireland?
It's incredible. It's incredible to be here. We've only been in Dublin for like 10 minutes now, and I already see you out here doing interviews.
By the way, Matt's 10 foot tall, so I'm not as short as it seems.
I met Matt. Matt, I met you.
Hey,
Matt.
Too.
Matt, I met you. I met you at the Ryan Shazier thing. I introduced you on the stage, and you and
yes,
I could.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember meeting you. Yeah, you are way tall. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place, Matt.
Yeah.
It's Simmons. So enjoy your weekend,
we'll
Matt.
See
Thank
yeah.
you.
We'll be back.
All right, big man.
See ya.
How about that?
Larry, that was
perfect
beautiful.
Timing, Mike.
Wow, perfect timing.
So that... I'll let you go.
All right.
Get the traffic, and then I'll take you on another tour when we come back.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, the Big K Morning Show in Dublin live coverage continues. In the meantime, it's very foggy. It's a foggy Friday morning.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley back in Pittsburgh. Larry Richard on the streets of downtown Dublin. And Michael, this is Ryan Wilkinson. And Ryan has
How
a special connection to Pittsburgh. What is it?
I do. So I'm here with Permane Brothers. We're in Dublin. We're bringing the Permane Brothers love to Dublin all day Saturday and Sunday.
That's so, fantastic.
Where can people who are here, because you can have their... They can text their family and let them know where you're going to be.
We'll be at the Croke Park Hotel starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, serving up the greatest sandwich in the land, man.
Have you had a chance for the locals to sample any Permane's?
We've done one local tasting yesterday. We're getting the bread and the fries kind of lined up, and we'll be ready for everybody on Saturday.
How many people do you think you might serve, Ryan?
We're hoping, I think we're ready for 2,000 sandwiches, something like that. So hopefully a long line, and if we sell out, you're going to miss it.
How do you love that almost everything they do outside the city, at some point or another, somebody says, did you have it for Manny?
Hey, listen, we're 1933, the Steelers, 1933 Permane Brothers. It's a match made in heaven. We're excited to be here.
And the draft is going to be the biggest spectator event in the history of Pittsburgh. I imagine you're building up for that, too.
We're getting ready, man. Every day we talk about it, put the plans together, and we'll be ready.
All right, Ryan. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry.
Good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
Wow.
You never know who you're going to run
you
into,
never,
Michael.
You never know. No, on a Steelers weekend, no, you don't. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going down a street.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
The Today Show is still here.
They are?
We just saw former Steeler and broadcaster now, Max Starks.
Oh, wait. I love Max. I had him on the air yesterday.
He's a giant human being.
And he's a wonderful guy.
And he's a good dude. And I said, are you working right now? He goes, no. He had his two kids with him. He said, we're just having fun and having lunch. So I said, well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that... Some of the people from, and thanks to AAA, we're here with 150 Pittsburghers, and they're getting ready to go back on television.
Wait, wait, get back there. Get back there chanting Larry.
What?
Get back there.
All right.
They're chanting Larry, Larry.
Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go.
Where are you from?
Denora, PA.
Denora, I love Denora.
He's from down Denora, isn't that Griffey?
I love Denora. Yeah.
Griffey, Stan Musial.
That's Michael Bartley back at the station. You see him?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, do you know? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you know Sister Sue Fazzini? The name Fazzini. They're from Denora.
Yes, I do.
They're Denora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fazzini. Oh, yes, I do.
Wait, is that Marty? Is that Marty?
Michael, yeah.
Marty,
Michael.
There's Marty Eisler.
Michael,
Larry, look behind you. Wait a minute. Is that Chip Burke? Is that Bill Eisler? Larry, turn around. That's Bill Eisler.
And remember, Courtney, didn't you go to North Catholic?
Look at Bill.
This guy is North Catholic Michael.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill, I heard people were sleeping.
He produced Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Where's the person at Steelers?
This is awesome.
I'm like, is that Marty Eisler behind you? Wait, Charles Burke. Hey, Bill, is that Charles Burke Jr.?
Yes.
Marty.
You know what? Mr. Rogers, we were just talking about, encouraged me when I first got on television. He said, I watch your show every morning. He goes, you're so whimsical. I didn't know what that meant, Michael.
Wait, oh, wait. Hey,
but
Bill.
This is the guy.
Hey, Bill.
Produced it. Bill.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, wait. How about when Fred Rogers taught us when things would go wrong in the studio at QED, and he would do his show, and the engineers would chase him. Fred, we're sorry. We're sorry. And Fred would go like this. And I've been using this my whole life. He'd go like this. No need to elaborate.
It's the best, Michael.
Wait, have you been to Dublin before, Marty?
Yeah, I have in 19.
A few semesters ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wasn't born yet, Michael.
He's making fun of me, Michael.
I know. Hey, I see that. Well, I see it. Wait, do you guys.
I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Marathon. Who's this?
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys.
George is here.
I'm back here.
Wait, is that... Hi, George, is that Griffin? Oh,
yeah,
wait, Griffin, I see you. When I see you, I think of a little kid.
I know, it's been a while.
I think of it as a little kid. Awful. Wait,
you
hey, Chip, hey,
like,
Chip.
Oh, help me.
Hey, yeah, Chip Burke, Chip Burke, hey, Chip, hey, Chip, ready? Wait a minute, Chip, ready?
Hey, Michael Bartley.
Wait,
hey,
Chip,
hey.
Chip,
hey,
Chip,
hey,
Chip, Chip. True or false? The Steelers are going to do it Sunday. The Steelers are going to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
We got it. Hey, we're with the voice of the Steelers. They have to win.
Yeah, with the Larry's. He's a legend. Yeah.
I know.
Welcome to Croke Park Stadium.
That's another
Pittsburgh Steelers first down.
Yeah.
First down. Check us out on the live stream at kdkradio.com and our YouTube page, KDK Radio. The YouTube page is blowing up today because people can watch while they listen to Michael Bartley and the Big K Morning Show.
Absolutely.
So we'll check back right after the top of the hour. We'll close out strong. But I want to thank you guys for coming by.
See you, Michael.
Yay,
Michael.
Let's hear for Squirrel Hill and Shadyside. All right, way to go, guys. All right. All righty. All right, and we'll check in. We're going to interview Larry and I. We'll talk with Dan and Patricia Rooney's daughter, Pat Guerrero. She's in Dublin, too. We're going to have her a little bit after the top of the hour. Oh, my. Is this fun or what? You know, I mentioned Bill Iser. Some of you would remember him. He was on the Pittsburgh School Board. There he is running into Larry on the streets of Dublin. And he was the CEO of the Fred Rogers Company. When I think of Fred, oh, he would love the Steelers Dublin stuff because we worked with Fred for so many years. Oh, my. Oh, and his wife, Joanne. Oh, and I was with Bill Iser once at an expensive men's store, and we sort of forced Fred to get a new jacket. I'll just never, because Fred was just such an innocent. You know what? He was so authentic. What you saw is what you got. And I remember the guy said, oh, it fits perfectly. And he gave him the bill. Fred looked at the bill. It was an expensive store. I'm not going to mention which one. And he looked at the bill and he looked at us and he said, mercy. Oh, he never bought an expensive coat like that before. Fred was so humble. Unbelievable. All right. We're going to have live coverage on the streets of Dublin continue right after the news at the top of the hour. All right. So don't you worry about that. Go to our YouTube page. Type in KDK Radio. Just click on and then it'll come right up. KDK Radio Live. Don't you worry about that. And we're going to continue our coverage. Larry, this is just fantastic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.